Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on an F Yeah Friday. Friends galore in the studio and more all around. Everybody stopping
it's
in
chaos
to say hi. Hotel guy Steve here early, bringing centerpieces. He said something about you rubbing on your wood and gave us spices and wine. There's wine glass, everything. You can see it on the Twitch. Everybody's bringing gifts and there's wine in the building. The boss is giving tours, wants you and I to get out. So they can get pictures.
He was like, sorry, Barry, these are your replacements.
Yeah, and then get out of the way so we can take a picture.
And you're fired. So I was like, well, that didn't last long.
And that's why Mike Meltzer's here.
That's what I get for being cocky on the air about ratings. Yeah, that's why. One day, that lasted. Great. Yeah, that would be my luck, too. That's why, you know, that's why I never, like, in fantasy football or fantasy sports, even if I'm, like, killing everybody for the season, I won't come out and brag about it. And that's why.
You're a complete idiot.
Why?
Because this goes completely against your talk crap all the time about when your favorite team is playing another team, bust their chops and bag on them and everything like that.
That
this
makes
goes
me an
completely
idiot?
Against the fact that all of a sudden on fantasy football you don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
No,
you didn't let me finish. Whenever I talk mess, whether like if we were playing pickup, when it was fit versus fat and we were playing those guys, I didn't want to talk mess while we were up because they make a comeback. Same thing in fantasy. So, like, yeah, ratings are good right now. I don't want to talk crap about it because it'll run. It will end up being last in the market or something.
Who tweeted it out?
Me. I mean, but it wasn't. I didn't. But I wasn't talking mess. I was just proud of what we did. Look, let's be real.
This is why I don't talk crap to whoever the Packers are playing because I'm worried that I'm going to jinx it and they're going to lose.
So then you understand.
I do, but that's the same way. It's hypocritical almost. The fact that for teams, you say you should do it, but for your fantasy, and otherwise
teams,
you shouldn't do it.
Right, because those teams, I can't help what they do on the field.
Well, you can't help what they do on fantasy either.
Oh, no, I totally can.
You get an audible in the middle of your fantasy game?
I mean, listen, as the manager, as the GM, you take the blame when they lose, and you get the glory when they win. That's how it goes.
When you're a manager and a GM, you take the blame.
Yeah.
And you make sure the remotes are clean and the pillowcases are changed.
I don't know what that
Hotel
means.
Guy Steve. He's the manager. He's the general manager, and he can take care of everything, but he can't audible at the hotel.
The people don't know what's going on right now.
I have already explained. He's here. He's in the building. He brought Rub. Not happy with him, Nick.
By the way, April Robertson is her name.
Correct.
The one who brought us the Shut the Buck Up
t-shirts
about Joe Buck.
Yep.
She said, Nick, you didn't tell me your size. I'm going to send you the right one. So she accidentally sent you a 2X. She's going to send you a 4X. She didn't say that. I just added that. But she said she's sorry, and it's April Robertson. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture of it. If you guys want to see this shirt, I'm going to tweet it out. I'm going to tag her, and then if you want a shirt, you can just hit her up because she gave us an email and all that, and that doesn't make sense. So we'll just tweet at April, and they can hit you up. But we do appreciate it because they're really cool shirts.
Yep, great shirts. And also, normally 3:30, because our hotel guy Steve's going to join us at 2:30, and he does have trivia. And then at 3:30, where we normally have our friend Sarah Barshop, she's across the pond over there with, what did you call it? Haggis?
Yes, Haggis. That was so weird.
Yeah.
Haggis and Neeps and Tatties.
So she can't talk about any of that. So we've got
Sheep's Pluck.
A special guest, Jerome Solomon, is going to join us to talk a little bit about the Texans and the Jags and everything, getting ready for the weekend of football at 3:30.
Haggis kind of looks like poop.
Oh, my God.
If we're being honest, Haggis kind of looks like poop.
It looks worse than that. Yeah. It's awful.
I'm definitely not trying that ever. It's a meat pudding.
It could be McLean's intestines.
Wow. And I'm the one that's firing up.
We joke around.
You're
it's an FEF Friday.
That's right.
So there you have it. All right. So one in the books, still two to go as we get the second half of the show started. I see on this. Can we get into something you put on the rundown?
Okay, let's do it.
What's your deal with Charlize Theron?
Have you not seen these commercials, this Budweiser Copper Lager commercials?
Yes, I have.
And she's like, there's this guy over there at the pool table, and he's hooping and hollering, and she's like, hold my beer. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to go handle this. And then she's like, on second thought. And then she takes her beer over there, and then she beats him at pool one-handed. Mm-hmm. Then she beats him at darts one-handed. Then she beats some dude arm wrestling one-handed. Never spills her beer. And I was like, look, Budweiser, while I appreciate the sentiment and the theme of the commercial is that women can do anything men can do, while I appreciate that, let's be real. One, there's no way she beats that dude at arm wrestling. Period. End of story. Not happening. Two, there's no way she does it and not spill her beer. Three, she doesn't make me want to buy that beer. I'm sorry. I just don't want to drink. Now, she might be able to beat the dude at pool one-handed and darts. We can agree on that. But everything else, that's not working for me.
Let me start.
Not
with,
happening.
Let me start with one.
And she's not hot.
She's hot.
No.
I yes, think she's she hot. Is. No. Absolutely, she
no,
is.
No.
She
now, if you hot. Watch the movie where she plays a homeless woman, right. She's not hot.
But watch the Italian Job. That'll hot. Give you all you need.
What category is that under?
Yeah, that's porno? What'd you call it?
Oh,
teats and
neeps and tatties.
Neeps and tatties.
Yeah.
Nick, you completely, because you were playing Hostess with the Mostest in their whole segment, but this whole Neeps and Tatties thing, where like it sounds more like a Pornhub category than food in London.
It does.
But yeah, Charlize Theron is hot, dude.
No, I'm going to disagree. I don't think she's, I mean, she's cute.
Oh, what are you, Aaron Andrews-ing us now?
No,
funny,
I'm just
I'll
saying,
bring this up because I've had this debate like probably a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Because of that commercial? It's a stupid
that
commercial.
And then
can we agree on that, that it's a dumbass commercial?
Yeah, it's a cheesy beer, kind of a cheesy typical beer commercial. It does it for me.
It does.
I don't hate it. I don't think it's great, but it's
they're trying to make it too cool. And if you're going to do that, fine. But either be way over the top, unbelievable, or be understated. But it's like they want you to think that this could really happen. If you, it's like no.
I just think you're overthinking it.
It's just,
I just think
that's
she's
just silly.
That's the main part of the commercial.
That is. Then just let her walk down the beach or something.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah, but I'm just, I don't know. It's annoying. And I'm just like, okay.
Are the listeners going to call me creepy again because I said mean, that about Charlize?
Well, she's an adult, so.
There and are bad pics of her on the internet.
And Esme
isn't.
So.
Oh, really? Do you yeah. think that's because maybe she's not as hot as you thought she was?
I mean, there's bad pics of probably Halle Berry if you look.
Don't
if
you,
look,
you shut ooh. Your mouth. Don't make me come in there.
Nick, you went below the belt and the jugular at the same time.
I know I would, and I know a lot of people are really aggravated right now, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, that just doesn't do it for me. That does it for you right there?
It depends on which picture you pick.
You immediately didn't
no,
say yes.
You picked so. A bad picture, but she's pretty. She's a good looking woman. Okay.
I don't know. How old is she?
Who cares?
I care. That matters.
Oh,
44.
God.
Damn, I'm older than Charlize Theron.
Or yeah, Charlize she... Theron.
Or Theron? Theron. What the hell did I think?
Charlize Theron.
Okay.
Got it.
Whatever. Now. She's South African. I didn't realize that either.
I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't like this. I'm not down, Budweiser. I'm not trying your copper lager because of it.
Boy.
I felt better.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say.
Excellent.
I got that off
I'm
my chest.
I'm glad that you got that out.
Yeah. I feel good.
Very good. You are rolling today, by the way. Did you have caffeine?
No more than usual. I got sleep
so
is what it
occasion?
Is. I got sleep. I'm firing on all cylinders. Oh.
Man, yeah, I don't even know what's going to happen next with this call.
We're not.
So when you have names like that on the call screen,
they're trying too hard.
It's very concerning.
Yeah, because they're trying too
you
hard.
You nailed it.
That's
they're,
exactly
they're definitely
what it
trying
is.
Too hard.
They're trying too hard.
Yeah.
This is the first step in becoming a wannabe executive producer of The Usual Suspects. When you start not using your first name, but using your self-given nickname. Because we've seen it happen more than a couple times.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, we have.
So with that being said, what do you want to do?
Hey, look, hey, I'll just give Barry another opportunity.
Really? This is not the day. I like it.
I wouldn't have even mentioned it, but let's... Yeah.
Dilly Dairy. Welcome to the suspect.
It literally says Dilly Dairy. You're on.
This better not suck.
You boys need to talk about sports and quit grab ass and
around. Get out of here. Bye-bye.
That was so funny.
Was that really him?
Stupid.
Was that him?
No.
No, that was just stupid. Like, you really, you're a grown-ass man. You took the time to call three other grown-ass men and sit on hold to do that. Listen.
And you build yourself as Dilly.
I knew that was going to happen. I just wanted to make Barry
immediately.
Aggravated.
Like, what is wrong with some of your lives that's what you do with your time? This is how you had an extra 5 minutes in your life to do whatever you wanted with. And you called 713-780-ESPN and sat on hold to do a whack-ass country accent and tell us to talk sports. Man, I'm not going to say you're a loser, but you ain't winning.
I don't know why you're holding back now. Because
I mean,
the whole first hour you were shooting up. So just light him up.
I'm just telling you, that was awful. No more calls. No more Nick. No more calls today. That was terrible.
Done.
Like, you're trying to be funny, and it's not happening. Okay, stop. We're done.
When we compare you to someone that's been banned from the show, that's not a good
look. You really thought
that
was OU Mike?
I did. I thought it was OU Mike.
God, as much as I hate OU Mike, I don't think it would be that terrible. I don't know who that was, and good thing they didn't give their real name, because that was stupid. It wasn't even awful. It was just dumb.
Let's get to sports news of the day.
Let's do it.
There we go. Back with the show. It's the usual suspects. There's really not a lot going on.
Niners stay undefeated.
Yeah, the Niners won a game against a crappy Arizona team, and Arizona shot their shot and blew it with a stupid challenge call late from Cliff Kingsbury that he didn't need to do, that cost him a timeout that could have kept his team alive for one more series.
Well, the funny thing was, is I saw where it said Niners tested and passed. And I'm like, they were tested by the Cardinals?
Yeah, that's exactly
right. And I get it that, I mean, do you say it was tested and passed from a team that's been as bad as Arizona has?
I'll say, no, I think
Arizona's not the worst team in football.
No, the Dolphins are.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that to me, that's not a test. A team that's, what, 3-4-1 coming in?
You should blow that team out. Instead, it was a three-point game. Yeah. And by the way, like I said, if Kingsbury doesn't throw the challenge flag and lose a timeout to where he could have actually, if they got stops, got a chance to at least prolong the game to possibly get the ball back to get a field goal to tie the game, that it shouldn't have been close, and it was, that Jimmy Garoppolo finally had a big game thrown. He hasn't done anything all year, but been a game manager. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But suddenly everybody's just blowing his horn like, he's the great. Look at what. Okay, he had one game. But I will say this. Big time pickup, Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
He has. I mean, normally when you go and get a guy like that, it's going to take a few weeks for him. Like, look at Kenny Stills. It takes a while to get him acclimated. You can run a few plays for him.
Mm-hmm.
He has four touchdowns in his first two games. I think it's four touchdowns in his first two games with the Niners.
Pretty good. And by the way, he had one other good game, the Cincinnati game.
Garoppolo?
Yeah.
He played the Bengals.
Well, outside of that, I agree with you. But don't describe me. That was a 300-yard couple touchdown game. So
I cut him on my fantasy team.
You did?
I cut him last week. But I also got Drew Brees. Now.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, that's
so there
right.
you go.
You're good.
All right, we're rolling along. We're headed to our hotel guy, Steve.
He brought food.
Did he bring food too?
I think so.
My God, he brought table dressing and rub for your wood and all kinds of stuff. And then he's going to have trivia. And if you don't win, you're going to be even more salty.
Oh, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad if I lose this.
Jerome's here at 3. Going to call in at 3:30. So then you guys can get into like racial arguments and stuff like that. Like I'm not here. All in the name of a Friday on the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I don't care what else happens today. It's been fun on an FBF Friday already. And if you're not already fired up that our hotel guy, Steve, our friend of the show,
Steve,
our friend
of the house.
Yes. Steve
is in
here.
The building.
Is in the building. He brought goodies. He brought wine, which Nick already is like three glasses.
Already?
Yep. He brought rub, which Barry is excited about because anytime Barry gets to rub his wood, he's fired up. And he brought, and he's going to tell you all the how they prepped it and everything like that, but he brought a ribeye steak that they cut up for us like an appetizer that is phenomenal.
AJ should be jealous.
Great. Who?
He shouldn't be in he shouldn't be in England right now.
And, yeah, he should. He's right where he belongs.
He should be enjoying
the
steak.
Here's the other thing, too, by the way. Because it's already great that when Steve's here and he does trivia and we talk about things, and it's great to see him. The other thing people forget about is we give away a $100 gift certificate for steak dinner for you and a guest, and that's going to happen between now and 4 o'clock. So it's even better. But Barry Laminack, you bet your ass better get some of that steak because I will eat. It is phenomenal.
Oh, that looks so good. Do we have to wait for him?
No.
Oh, did your big ass already dove
Nick,
in it?
Nick, too.
All right, he'll put their fingers on it.
Oh, believe me, I will give this steak a massage. It's that good. It is fantastic.
You like that meat, huh?
Well, not as much as you'll probably like
you
in
like,
your mouth.
You like, oh, look
there
at that.
There you go. How about that? All right, so.
Oh, boy, that looks good.
Yeah, looks I'll give you a chance to do what you got to do with that meat while I let you know that a night with the Beatles is coming up. As world-renowned Beatles expert Howard Goodell is coming to Houston to share his insights into the creative genius of the Beatles. Excuse me. It's a one-of-a-kind event, never been done before here in the United States, but Monday, December the 16th at the beautiful George Theater, brought to you by St. Luke's Music with Friends, Jaguar Houston Central, Land Rover Houston Central, and Momentum Mini. Doors open 6:30 p.m. It includes light bites before and after Goodall's presentation, plus a Q&A with Ken Hoffman, our own sports map personality, who may be Houston's biggest Beatles fan. An exceptional, rare opportunity. The first time Goodall has given his presentation on the Beatles in the United States. Tickets are now on sale. Get them. Sportsmap.com. You did not. Why did you not eat that?
You okay over there, buddy? Because wow. I have to do a read in a couple minutes. And I'm going to be all, well, let me tell you about get up. So I'm just going to wait. I'm going to show some self-control, Joel.
Anybody that listens to the first hour?
Yeah.
It's like, why now?
Somebody texted and said, anytime I tune into y'all's show, Barry is complaining. Is that true?
It happens a lot.
Yeah, Nick, I'll give that to you.
It's not always, but it happens.
Did I complain?
But sometimes they tune in and they hear me complain. Sometimes they hear Joel complain.
I feel like if there was the biggest complainer on this show would be Joel.
I would disagree with that 100%.
Thank you
very much. He's not the big complainer.
I would say you're the bigger complainer.
I complain
more? I would
say
he's more sensitive. You're the bigger complainer.
Well, that didn't end well. That's not the way I wanted that to end.
Yeah. What the hell are you? Oh, Mr. Perfect over here?
Nope. You can call me whatever you want. 713-780-3776.
No, we don't need. No. No one's calling this show.
No. Via text. Via text.
Okay. Yeah. No, I feel like I rant. I feel like there's a difference between complaining and ranting. Oh. I try to write rants and come up with rants for the show. Complaining is different. Like, Joel complains about DirecTV.
I hate them.
See?
Because they poop all over me. Yeah. And they're such a big corporation that they don't care about their customers. You care about your listeners, except for when they call. And then all bets are off.
Somebody was upset that in that Charlize Theron. Whatever. In her stupid-ass commercial, they're like, she never sips the beer. No one ever drinks in a beer commercial. I don't know if y'all knew that or not.
Yeah, I knew that.
I've never seen anyone take a sip in a beer commercial.
I don't think you're allowed to.
I think that's a. I think you can. They just don't for some reason.
No, I thought there was a rule that you can't show alcohol being consumed in an ad.
Yeah,
I think
on terrestrial TV for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see. I remember Googling that and that not being true, but I may have been drunk.
It's like terrestrial TV for aliens. No. Okay. just had to ask. So you want to get into this? No, because Steve's coming up. So after we get into the hotel guy with Steve and talk a little about London and trivia and this fantastic steak, I do want to get into, because you and I both saw it. We were both tagged on it. But we need to talk a little bit about our man, Earl Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do.
I do want to talk about that. I got into it with a couple different people on Twitter about that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some interesting conversations about it as well. So that's something to look forward to in the second half of the show is coming up because of the fact that we will talk some sports. We will talk some other things.
We will.
But we've had a hell of a fun first half. And it's going to start out right with the hotel guy in the second half.
That's right. But right now, I want to tell you all about GetUpside and the fabulous product that is GetUpside. It's actually an app more so than a product that you can download it and put it on your phone. And let me tell you what it does, first of all. It gets you cash back on stuff you're purchasing like gas and food, right? So let's say you have GetUpside. And when you download it, make sure you put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, because it's going to get you an extra bump in the cash back department when you do your first fill up through the app. But here's what you do. So you have GetUpside on your phone. You have my promo code in there. And you say, oh, I need to fill up for the weekend. So you pull up GetUpside. There's a map. And you say, show me all the gas stations in my area that have cashback offers. And then you find the one you want. You claim it. You go fill up. You upload your receipt. Boom. Within 24 to 48 hours, you get cash back in your account. It's literally that simple. People are out here with $500 in their account. I told y'all yesterday about a guy who took his money from GetUpside and used it to on a play on the Washington Nationals on MyBookie and made like $900. It's your money, guys. Hang on to it. Stop wasting it. Stop leaving it at the pump. Stop leaving it at the table. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every fill up. You can get up to 35% cash back every time you eat out through the GetUpside app. It's no wonder why so many listeners are on board and so many people from the station are using it. It just makes sense. If you don't like it, don't use it, but I promise you, you're going to love it. Do yourself a favor right now. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here comes the second half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F, yeah, Friday. And on the best F yeah Fridays, our hotel guy, Steve, stops in to see us. Always great to see him.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back. Joel, first of all, congratulations on your newborn. Barry, congratulations on being back in the state of Texas.
Thank you. Yeah.
Barry, you want to tell everybody what you're chewing on over there? Because I told you how good the steak was. I was trying to say before Steve kind of blew his introduction because I was getting to this. But I'm telling you right now, Steve, always great to see him because he's a friend of the show. He brought in steak today, a ribeye that they cut up like an appetizer. It is, tell him.
Let me tell you what. If there is one weakness I have, it's a good ribeye. And Steve, I feel like you're trying to get in my pants right now by bringing this ribeye steak in. Listen, if you want it, it's yours, buddy.
Barry, I can assure you I'm not. So but good. We appreciate the compliment.
It is so good.
And it's great to be back, guys.
Available at Tribute, right?
The right, steak? Exactly. Over at the hotel in the dining room. Right.
And you brought
exactly.
Wine? Are you sure you're not trying to sleep with me?
I can assure you.
It is so good.
So we at Tribute, we have a wood fire grill. We use post oak wood that we brought some in today. And the post oak that we use to cook all of our proteins with, we source from the hill country of Texas. It's been seasoned in the field for a minimum of 6 months before it hits the back door, and then we fire up the barbie, and that's what we cook with. So it's great to be back. Thanks for having me, guys. And listen, since Barry had such a great time last week on trivia, we're going to start with some trivia again this week. And Nick is
as long as I win, though, Steve. Right. Listen, if this results in me not winning, we're not. I don't want to do this.
Well, so Nick and I realize how competitive this is, so we had a huddle prior to to this segment. Yeah. So Nick's going to jump in. So our first question, full disclosure, guys, I have to tell you, I started working on my content on Monday for this week, and I didn't realize until Tuesday that the Texans were actually playing in London. So we're going to start with a Jacksonville question. Nick, you're backing me up here. And so the first question, Joel gets the first right of answer here. And this is a multiple choice question.
Where does he
get first
Joel
prize?
Gets, because you complain a lot, apparently.
Wow.
And so, so Joel, go, Joel
you're
goes
so lucky
first
you brought
now.
Steak, but by the way, no sex for you now.
So this is a multiple choice question. And the first trivia question is, who was the city of Jacksonville named after? A, Stonewall Jackson. He was a general during the Civil War.
Yes.
B, the Jackson Five. C,
they were a Kate, music group.
Kate Jackson
from
Charlie's
Angels.
Mm-hmm. D, none of the above. Joel, it's to you.
A.
That is incorrect.
D.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You happy now? You're winning.
City of Jacksonville was named after Andrew Jackson, who, by the way, never ever visited the city of Jacksonville,
no.
Florida.
I thought it was named after Tito Jackson. I guess
nope.
I didn't miss that.
Andrew Jackson. Next question. And this one is going to Barry first.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And this was
you first, Bear. I'll just eat steak.
Closest without going over.
Okay.
We're going to London.
All right.
How many spectator seats are in Wembley Stadium?
Wembley Stadium holds 75,000.
Joel?
105,000.
Barry's the winner, 90,000.
Boom.
Why, because he didn't go over?
Yeah.
Because he didn't go
you
over.
Didn't say that is part of the rule.
I did say. He
bro,
was, he,
you were too busy
Joel was not
shoving
listening.
Meat in your mouth.
That's right.
He literally
okay.
just said without going over.
Back to Joel.
All right.
Next question. Closest
I'm
without
so
going
good
over.
At trivia. Mm-hmm.
How many toilets are at Wembley Stadium?
Oh. Uh-huh.
2,500.
Is this without going over?
Without going over.
$1. No, I'll say there's 300.
Joel, 2,618
wow.
toilets
wow.
at Wembley Stadium.
Suck it!
That's
I'm on the board.
A lot of toilets.
Nick, how many plungers do you think they have on hand over there at Wembley Stadium?
I'm going to say double that amount at least, maybe tripled. So I'm going to say about 7,500.
Is this where you guys...
I have no idea.
Five.
But I'm sure it's a, I'm sure it's a lot.
Five.
I was going to say, is this where you guys are in cahoots and you're just lobbing him softballs that now, he already knows the answer to? But obviously
no.
not.
At the Houstonian, we only have 338 toilets. So
did you count them?
I've counted. I've seen it, each and every one of them. I can promise you that. Okay, next question. This goes back to Barry.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the name of the oldest hotel in London?
Joel. Oh, I thought you were going to say the oldest host on radio.
The oldest hotel in London. And I've got some clues for you.
Okay.
This hotel opened in 1837.
Downton Abbey.
There are only 117 rooms in this hotel, and they are all completely different in design. No two rooms are alike. Now, here's your clue. The name of this hotel is named after or shares the same name as an NFL franchise. Last clue. It's not the Texans, Cowboys, or Dolphins.
Franchise. Boy, is it the... Oh, my gosh. I feel like this should be easy. This should stand out, basically. You know this, don't you?
I got a good
bastard.
Feeling. I got a good feeling.
I have no clue. I would say the hotel. I don't know.
Okay, Joel.
I have no idea.
Thank you.
You didn't need to start with it now.
Patriot Hotel.
Jerk.
Great guess. It's the Browns Hotel.
The Browns Hotel?
Brown apostrophe S.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Opened in 1837. Last,
that was a good guess, though, Jack. I was going to say the Giants Hotel. But I didn't want to sound stupid.
I thought you were going to say Buckingham Palace. I'm like, maybe it's got some rooms.
Nick, who goes first now? Is this back to Barry?
It's me.
Joel's now. Yeah.
Okay, back to
Neither
Joel.
Neither one of us got that right. Are you keeping track?
Yeah, you're up
2-1. I'm
up
2-1. Okay.
Who did the Jacksonville Jaguars lose to in their first regular season game?
Ooh.
Houston Texans.
No. The Texans played the Cowboys. The Texans weren't around when the
he
Jaguars
He just asked
around.
Who the Jacksonville Jaguars Jaguars, by the way. You should be. You lose for that. It's not
I'm
Jaguars.
I'm surprised Barry didn't say anything.
It's Jaguars. But he said, who did the Jacksonville Jaguars lose to in their first ever game?
Yeah, they were around before the Texans, right?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, they were. Yes.
Wait. What?
No, you're right. No,
Joel said the Texans. It's over to Barry.
I'm wrong. No,
I'm going to say the Carolina Panthers.
Houston Oilers.
Yeah, he was right. No, your Barry was right in regards to which
they
team
weren't
came
the
out,
Texans
yeah.
weren't around yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I said Houston. I still
get at least half a point there.
No, you get nothing and you like
it. 3-1?
3-1.
No, he doesn't win that. He said I think Carolina I got it wrong.
Yeah, I said the Panthers.
Hey, accounting guy. Where that came from, I don't know.
Yeah, it's 2-1, 2-1 Barry.
Okay, Barry, okay. Barry gets it. Okay, guys, let's move on to hotels real quick. Here's some tips for you.
I need more wine.
Did you guys know that in most hotels, the housekeeping department will have a residential washer and dryer? Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did? Yeah, because you're out on the road a lot, and yep. I would expect that. So if you ever check into a hotel like the Houstonian and you have wash and fold service that you need, if you've spilled something on your favorite jeans or whatever, call down to the housekeeping department. Oftentimes they have a washer and dryer, and they're happy to come up and collect your belongings and wash it and fold it and bring it right back to your room. We do it all the time.
Cool.
For our guests. Transportation. Did you know that most hotels have offered transportation?
Yep.
Okay. At the Houstonian, we have a sedan. Luxury sedan. We also have a van that we move more larger groups around in. And before you check, once you've checked into a hotel, and if you're going to go off property, always inquire at the front desk, the bell stand, or at the front drive as to whether that particular hotel has transportation. We shuttle people around all the time. 5 to 7 miles is our radius. And so before you jump in an Uber, oftentimes the hotel can save you some money. And that's what we do over at the Houstonian.
Nice. Got it. That's cool.
Facilities department. Let's say that you pull into the hotel, you've driven yourself in, and you've got a mechanical problem or some type of issue with your auto. Maybe you've got a low tire pressure or your battery is weak. Over at the hotel, we keep an air compressor on hand, and we help people with tires all the time. Got a low battery, we charge batteries, we change batteries. Now, I don't know that we could actually change your oil and filter and rotate and balance your tires. But it's just something good for people to know. If you find yourself in a tough situation with your car, oftentimes hotels can help you out.
Right now that I did,
that's pretty badass.
Yeah. I doubt that the hotels I stay at on the road doing comedy.
They barely leave the light on for him.
Right. Where were you in Kansas?
I was actually in a condo that the club provides. So I was fortunate in that regard.
Speaking of the facilities department, let's talk about the fine men and women that work in the facilities department. Did you know that the average facilities employee walks 8 to 12 miles every day answering calls?
I did not know
that. Yeah, these people are unbelievable, let me tell you. They answer at our hotel, they answer over 19,000 service calls a year. That comes to about 52 a day. I mean, these people are busy. They're hard workers. They're in it. And the reality is hotels really can't live without these people. At our hotel, they change over 2,500 light bulbs in a year.
It's a joke.
Let me tell you how awesome these people are. Like I said, hotels can't survive without them. These are the people that at 3 o'clock in the morning on a weekend or a Monday night or a holiday answer their phone when the power goes out. Or if you have an elevator that shuts down, or even worse, if you find yourself in a 1,000-year flood, these are the people that answer the bell, step into the ring, and get after it. I mean, these are some of the finest people, and they're some of the most selfless people that work in a hotel. And oftentimes, most of the time, actually, they go unnoticed. And so, you know, let's raise a glass to the facilities people in a hotel.
Unsung heroes.
I promise you one thing. The people that work at the Houstonian Hotel and the facilities department are the finest and the hardest workers out there. I want to give one quick shout out to a guy named Mark Cooper who works in our facilities department. And Mark Cooper, as an FYI for you guys, is a passionate and committed listener to The Usual Suspects.
Nice. There we go, yeah. Mark.
Go, Mark.
Thank you.
He listens every week. And I can almost promise you right now, Mark Cooper is listening to this show.
He's okay.
Probably hiding somewhere in the hotel on the clock listening
that
to the
boy,
show.
Mark. So
that just
doing?
Goes to show you the level of commitment that Mark Cooper has.
So, I love it.
Guys, thanks for having me. It's open day hunting season tomorrow.
You are.
Go Texans.
Yeah.
Beat the Jaguars. Thanks for having me. Nick.
Beat the who?
Thanks for the accounting. Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Don't. It's fine.
I understand. Thanks for
Look that
me, guys.
Up on Google. Thanks for stopping in. Our hotel guy, wait, Steve, wait, thanks before, for bringing the steak yeah. in and everything else.
Seriously, but before we go, who won?
You won. 2-1, I let you.
Tie. Oh. No, bitch, you counted wrong.
It was 2-1. It was 2-1.
Be trying to give my glory. I tie. I worked too hard
glory
for that.
Glory be to the grumpy guy as we continue to roll on the usual suspects as we roll through
well done,
hour
Steve.
Number two,
Thank you.
3 hours.
This wine is really good.
You had too much, obviously.
No, it's really good.
No, I know.
But like, really good.
Want to throw us to break?
No.
Okay. We'll be back with more in hour number two. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Let me tell you something. A lot of people don't know this about me. I was back in the Civil Rights Movement with Martin Luther King. Yeah, I'm that old. I'm back there. I sure did. Fought for the rights of all men. We had the Vietnam War then. Yeah, more than that. Plus, we had the Civil Rights Movement at the same time. You know, you're talking about somebody protesting every day. I was out there every day. I got hit in the head with a billy stick. Soldier knocked the shit out of me. Now, let me tell you something about being hit in the head with a billy stick. When the National Guard tell your ass to move, get the fuck on.
R.I.P. to Pops. John Weatherspoon, and Barry gave you the backstory a little bit. Did you verify that you worked with him in his last ever?
I can't find anything else that says he performed after our weekend here in Houston, so it looks like it was.
Wow.
Looks like I was his last feature.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
To have that in your back pocket.
It's a nice honor, for sure.
So, we had some fun.
Yep.
We had Steve in, and he was fantastic.
By the way, let me read this text about Steve. All right.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys. Love the segment every week. A hotel general manager doesn't seem like great radio on the surface, but it was a fantastic segment. It is a fantastic segment. You can tell he is an absolute expert and at his job and has great chemistry with you guys. Love it. P.S. Nick is good at his job, too, but he's fat. Ha ha. H-Town Blue. So, yeah.
H-Town Blue's a big fan of the Blitz, isn't he?
I don't know. Is he? Oh, he's not.
I think that's the one that wanted to fight AJ, too.
Is he?
Yeah, I think they got into it on the
air. Oh, nice.
But he loves us.
Yeah.
That's good feedback. Because, look, the fun thing about Steve is that, one, he preps more than you do. And, two,
wow.
that he wants to do the trivia.
My goodness.
He wants to
I love it.
Have fun with it.
I'm 2-0.
Yeah, and he gives us some pretty good information, like when we found out about the remotes and the secret.
Right.
They have a secret way to make sure they're sanitary and clean.
I didn't know that about like the battery service and the tire service and all that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then the question that I would have, too, is when a hotel has its own washer and dryer like that, that's just for like special requests, because you got to believe they have the big industrial size for all the sheets and the pillowcases. Sure. And I wonder how much bleach they use.
Well, you know what?
Year.
You can send out for. I know they have the bags in there for dry cleaning, and so you can put your stuff in the dry cleaning. But they also, I guess, have just a regular laundry service if you ask. But see, I would have never known that had we not have Steve from the Estonian on.
I want to fire off a question to Steve about how much bleach they use in a year.
Oh, well, yeah, I bet that's a lot of money.
A lot, right?
I bet he could go to accounting and find out how much they spend, but I bet
speaking, we have our own resident accountant in-house now.
Yeah,
evidently,
apparently
Nick Sciarra.
So. Well, that's fancy.
Yeah, way to get the numbers right and not give me the lead.
You know me in numbers.
Jeez. Can't even give me a half a point.
I don't know which one of you asses texted this.
What?
Somebody put Barry was so bad he killed Pops.
Oh, that's not nice.
That ain't nice.
And you're going to put that on us?
No, not y'all. I'm saying which one of the listeners texted that jerk.
All right, let's open the can on this, because might take some time.
Yep.
And
I have a feeling we might get a couple calls.
Since it's a racial topic, Jerome's joining us at 3:30 as well.
We can get Jerome's opinion on it. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So if you missed it, I believe it came out last night. We were tagged on it last night, but Earl Campbell, obviously Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Texas, a legend with the Oilers and a legend in football, came out with a quote last night that rattled some people. He said, until the University of Texas realizes you have to have a black quarterback, and nothing against Ellinger, meaning Sam Ellinger.
A white guy.
Yep. You've got to have a talented black quarterback. All these schools that are winning, even in the pros, have black quarterbacks. When guys are not open, something can still happen. I was going to say your thoughts, but you are knee deep in more steak.
Look, man, I'm going to be the defender here. He's old, and he's been through a lot. He's probably just saying some old, senile stuff. And we can sit here and pick apart everything that he said. But I think all of us will say something that dumb at some point in our lives. Let's be honest.
So you don't think that he really means this?
I think it's a part of him aging and what he's been through with this NFL, like physically with his career.
So you're going to blame CTE?
I'm not an expert in that field, so I can't do that. But I feel like everybody will say something inappropriate if they've gone through that much physical and mental abuse and are aging.
I don't think playing football and it taking a toll on your body excuses you being racist.
What about your mind?
If we find
out... What was the racist comment, though?
Wait a minute. What?
The racist comment is that he has to be a black quarterback, right?
Yeah, he's that you can't win with a white quarterback. He's saying you can't win with a white quarterback. Never mind the fact that LSU, number one in the country, has a white quarterback.
Right.
So Earl Campbell is saying Texas needs to get rid of a white quarterback that they have and get a black quarterback if they want to win. That's essentially what he said.
It doesn't excuse it 100%. It is a racist comment, but I'm not shocked that he said it. It's my point.
What bothered me the most...
But he's never come out with anything racist before.
Right. And listen, again, I'm going to say what I said a while back when I forget the topic. I forget who it was that we were talking about. A white guy said something racist. And I'm going to lead with this about Earl Campbell. There is a difference between saying something racist and being racist. All right? Mm-hmm. I don't think Earl Campbell is a racist. However, what he said was racist.
Agreed.
I would agree with that as well.
And I've said that before about other white guys that have said the same thing. I don't believe that they're racist. They just said something racist. And I think that's the case here. This is equivalent to say this today about black and white quarterbacks is the equivalent of what they said in the 70s and 80s when they would say, you can't have a black quarterback because they're not smart. They don't make good decisions. White quarterbacks are more intelligent, so you have to have someone intelligent behind center running your offense. This is the same thing, just flipped on its head. Just done a different way. Instead of intelligence, now it's about physicality and skill. Never mind, look, Johnny Manziel was a fast running quarterback, right? Aaron Rodgers isn't fleet of foot, but he gets out of the pocket and moves. There are plenty of white quarterbacks that can scramble. There are plenty of black quarterbacks that can scramble. This was just an ignorant statement. That's all it is. It was ignorant and racist.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, because I think that if you switch this around, this isn't just a subject that we're talking about in Texas, about the University of Texas. This is a really, really big deal.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that he represents the University of Texas and that he would come out and say that against his school, who currently has a white quarterback. It's a bad look. And if you want to use age or CTE or whatever as the excuse, I don't know. I know physically he's broken down and football took its toll on his body. I can't say mentally whether it did or didn't. All I can tell you is that when I read those words, my first thought was, well, that's racist. Period. I mean, it doesn't matter
racist.
Who
and
said
I agree with
it.
You said it very eloquently, racist. Because I don't think Earl Campbell is a racist. But I think that for whatever reason, and maybe, Nick, you lose your filter at a certain age and after a certain thing, to your point, maybe when you've been through some things, as you get older, you lose the filter. The one that says, I'm thinking this, but I'm not going to say that. But saying that and saying that out loud and saying that publicly, that's
a bad look. You can't get away with saying that out loud publicly, especially being someone like Earl Campbell, who obviously, despite being out of the league for how many years now, is still very much known, very much revered, especially down here in Houston, in the state of Texas. So I get it. I totally get it. But I'm not defending him in any way, shape, or form. And I would actually agree with you 100%. I don't think he's a racist. He probably just made an ignorant statement.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can make the right statement, and it's kind of an ignorant statement. It's a dumb move, right? Because Daryl Morey, for example, was he wrong in saying that? Stand with Hong Kong? No. But he looked stupid. People accused him of being stupid and ignorant for saying that, considering his relationship. He still got called stupid despite saying the right thing. So, look, again, I don't know Earl Campbell. I'm not going to say he's an absolute racist. I'm not going to say he's not. I'm just saying I expect that from someone like that. I'm just sorry. I'm at that age. I'm just saying. I've just seen it too many times.
But would you expect that? Would you say that and be okay with it if the roles were reversed, if it was an old white football player that said you can't win with a black quarterback because they're not intelligent, would you be okay with the fact that they're old?
That's why I was asking, what was the exact racist comment that he made? So, I mean, yeah, I would not be okay with that. I wouldn't be okay with it either way. But what are you going to tell Earl Campbell or anybody who's not even famous at that age?
But that's what I was saying, Barry.
I get your point. But I just don't. The point is, look, he's old. You're not changing a guy's ways. If that's how he thinks, that's how he thinks. But at the same time, I'm not going to make an excuse for him.
Correct.
Because I'm not going to excuse an old white guy for saying something racist. So I'm not going to excuse an old black guy for saying something racist. You know?
And
I'm not
saying you are. Do you agree with me if the old white guy says this? This is not just a discussion in Texas. This is like all over.
I'm surprised it hasn't become a bigger deal yet.
I am too.
I am. I think that, you know, sometimes when you hear a statement like this from an African-American, I think because for whatever reason, people in general, black people, white people, whatever, it doesn't have the kind of sting because there's not the same history. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
When you have been oppressed or you've been the oppressor for so many years.
Right.
The onus is on you to try to change that. And so when you do say something egregious or racist, it stings more. If that makes any sense
at
all.
No, it does.
Okay.
All right. So that's
I've had wine,
that
so
got
I don't know
the story
if,
out there.
I don't
there.
Know if my words make sense.
And obviously people are probably going to want to chime in. But we'll continue to roll on. We've got 2 hours in the books. We've got 1 hour still to go of the show. 60 minutes on the clock. When we come back, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.